Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are at Rishon 4, Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Parsha Podcast 10 minutes earlier is Lili Nishmas, Shmuel Mordechai ben Shimon, and Etel bas Shaul. V'yedaber Hashem el Moshe Achrei Mos Shnei b'nei Aaron b'kor v'asam lifnei Hashem v'yamusu. And Hashem spoke to Moshe after the deaths of the two children of Aaron as they drew close to Hashem and they died. Rashi says, what's the point of this instruction? And gives the following first explanation. Just like a doctor who says, you know, don't eat this certain food because it'll kill you, that doesn't make as much of an impression as don't make eat this food that it'll kill you, just like, you know, Shlomi over there. Rashi says that this is an instruction that Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron, that he shouldn't die like the two of his sons. And Hashem said to Moshe, speak to Aaron your brother, he should not come at all times into the Kodesh, in the place behind the Paroches, before the Kaporas, which is on top of the Aaron. And he will not die because I will appear in a cloud over the Kaporas. Rashi says, because my presence is there on the Kaporas, which is sitting on top of the Aaron, and there's a cloud over the Kaporas, which is on top of the Aaron, and there is a Gilui Shechinah, is a revelation of the Shechinah. Because of this, Aaron HaKohen should not come in all the time, so he should not be accustomed or be used to coming in and getting too comfortable with the Shekhinah. Then Rashi provides an alternative explanation from Chazal, who say that the only way that he can enter into the Kodesh Kedoshim is with a cloud of Ketores that fills the room and covers the Kaporos. Bezos Yavo Aaron el Kodesh Bifar ben Bakar Lechatas Va'ayel Le'ola. This shall Aaron enter the Kodesh with a bull for a chatas, sin offering, and an ayal, a ram, which will be totally burnt up as an ola offering. Bezos, what does bezos mean that we start this pasuk off with? Rashi offers one explanation that it is 214 years, the time that the first Beis HaMikdash stood in Gematria. And also, Bezos means only on Yom Kippur, which will be discussed at the very end of this section. Kesonas bad kodesh yilbarsh umichnesei vad yihiu al basaro uveavnet bad yachkor bimitznefet bad yitznof bigdei kodesh hem verachatz b'mayim es basaro uleveisham. With a tunic of holy linen he will wear, and linen pants will be on his flesh, and a belt of linen will be around his waist, and a linen turban will be on his head. These are holy garments, and he will wash his flesh in water, meaning tovel, and then he will place them on. Rashi calls our attention to the fact that these are the four garments of a regular Kohen made out of linen, as opposed to his normal eight garments, which are of gold. Because one reason is that gold is the accuser of the paraduma, so it cannot turn around and become a defender. Why is it called to begin with a holy linen garment? To tell you that he's supposed to use the linen garments of the Kodesh. Rashi also notes that there are five times he will need to be tovel as he changes from the gold garments, which he'll do his avodah on the outside, in the Azara, and then when he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he needs to put on his white garments, and he'll switch back and forth. It will come to five times, Rashi counts, and two times washing his hands and his feet as well, from the Kiyur. Ume'es adas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei si'irei izim l'chatas fa'ayel echad l'ola. And from b'nei Yisrael, he will take two goats for a chatas, sin offering, and a ram for an ola that will be burnt up entirely. V'yikriv Aaronas ha'par ha'chatas asher lo v'chipir ba'ado u'biyad besa. And Aaron will bring the sin offering of the bull that is for him, and he will atone for himself and for his family. Rashi says, you'll notice that it says that this is his bull offering. That means that it's his. It's not a communal offering. It is from his own money, as opposed to the two goats we spoke of and the ram we just spoke of the previous pasuk are from Bnei Yisrael. And this is causing an atonement for himself and for his house, meaning the Kohanim, and he will say a vidoy before bringing the korban for himself and for his family. And he will take these two goats and he will place them in the entrance to the Ohel Moed. And Aaron will take these two goats and will place upon them a lottery. One of them will say to Hashem, and the other one will say to Azazel. Rashi says he will take in his hands the golden cards, one in his right hand and one in his left hand, and he will open and put his hands over the heads of the goats. And he will open them, and one will say to Hashem, and one will say to Azazel. The one that is to Hashem will be a korban, and the one to Azazel will be taken out and sent to Azazel. What is Azazel, Rashi said? Azazel is a very tall, powerful, craggy mountain. V'yikrev Aaron es hasir asher aleha alav hagora l'Hashem v'asau chatas. And Aaron will offer the goat that upon it was the goral, the lottery to Hashem, and he will make it, prepare it as a chatas. Rashi says that when he places the goral, the card on top of him, and he will read it, and it says, L'Hashem chatas, that for Hashem this will be a chatas. V'seir ashele alav ha-goral azazel, yamor chai lifnei Hashem l'chaper alav, Lashalach Uso Lazazel Hamidbar. And the goat that has upon it the name Lazazel, it will stand alive before Hashem to atone for him and to send him out to Azazel in the desert. Rashi says one might not be sure what one does with a goat, whether it lives, does it die, what happens. So it's living when it's taken out to Azazel. But there it is sent to its death. And when it says to atone, which teaches us that Aaron also will do a vidoy on this goat as well before sending it out. He will confess his sins and the sins of Bnei Yisrael, and then they will send it out. V'yikriv Aaron es ha'par ha'chatas asher lo v'chiper ba'do u'b'yad beso v'shachad es ha'par ha'chatas asher lo. And Aaron will offer the bull as a sin offering, and he will atone for himself and for his house, and he will shecht the bull for the sin offering that is his. Rashi adds that there is another vidui which is said over the bull for his brethren, the Kohanim, as they are all called his house. And this confession is because at any point that they might have been metame anything in the Beis HaMikdash or any of the Kodashim, that the foods or any of the Kelim, anything that they might have been metame, the Kohen Gadol confesses on their behalf. V'lakach melo hamachta gachalei esh me'al mizbech milifnei Hashem u'melo chofanav ketores samim daka ve'hevi mibet laparochas. And he will take a fire pan of coals from the Mizbeach before Hashem, and a handful of Ketores, which is the finest of the fine, and brought in to the area behind the Parochas. V'nasan es ha-Ketores al ha-Esh lifnei Hashem v'chiseh anan ha-Ketores es ha-Kapores asher al ha-Edus v'lo yamos. And he will place the Ketores on the fire before Hashem. The smoke of the Ketores will cover the Kapores on the Ark of Witness, and he will not die. Rashi adds that the fire is in the fire pan, and it says that he will not die to tell you that if you don't do it properly, one does die. Lakach midam haparvi hizabetz boa pnei kaporas kedma v'lifnei kaporas yiza sheva pa'amim min hadam betzbo. And the Kohen will take the blood of the par, the chatas offering, the sin offering, with his finger, and he will sprinkle it on the kaporas to the west 7 times with his finger. And Rashi tells us, as we might remember from Shul, once above and 7 times below. V'shachadas hasir hachatas asher la'am ve'vi es damo el mibies laparochas v'asa es damo kasher sal l'dam apar v'hizau oso al kaporas v'lifnei kaporas. And he will shecht the goat sin offering, which is for the nation, and we will bring the blood into the Kodesh Kodashim behind the parochas, and he will do with the blood like he did with the blood of the bull, and he will sprinkle it on the kaporas and before the kaporas. Rashi reminds us that this is the one for all of Bnei Yisrael, as the bull was for the Kohanim. Rashi also reminds us that it is once above and 7 below in his spritzing. V'chiper al kodesh mitumos Bnei Yisrael u'mipishehem l'chol chatosam v'chen yaseh l'ol moed hashochen itam besoch tumasam. And he will atone for the Kodesh from the Tuma of Bnei Yisrael and from their sins and from all of their misdeeds. And so he will do for the Ohal Moed that dwells with them in amongst their Tuma. Rashi asks the obvious question, what Tuma do we have of Bnei Yisrael? What are their Chataos? And what's the difference between a Chata and a Pesha? So Rashi explains that the Tumos of Bnei Yisrael is where they were to enter into the Mikdash in Tuma, and they didn't realize that that's what happened. And their Chataim are referred to a Chait that was done b'shogeg, versus a Pesha, which was done on purpose. And even so, this will atone for them. Rashi says, the fact that it says, and so you shall do it to the Ohal Moed, means that you shall also do it to the Parochas, which, as we remember, is outside of the Kodesh Kodashim. What does it mean that dwells with them even in their Tuma? Rashi says that even though they're Tmeim, the Shekhinah still is with us. V'chol Adam lo yihye ba'ohal moed b'vo'o l'chaper ba'kodesh ad seso v'cheper be'ado v'yad beso v'yad kol kahal Yisrael. And there will be no person in the Ohal Moed when he goes in order to atone for the Kodesh until he leaves, and he will atone for himself and for his house and for the entire congregation of Israel. V'ayata el mizbech asher lifnei Hashem v'chiper alav v'lakach midam hapar midam haseir v'nasan al karnos mizbech zaviv. And he will go out to the mizbech, which is before Hashem, and he will atone for it, and he will take from the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat, and he will place it on the corners going around it. Rashi tells us this is the mizbech hazahav, not the mizbech hanachoshes, the inner mizbech, not the outer mizbech. So why does it say that he goes out then? To tell you that he goes out of the parochas because he was right in the Kodesh Kodashim, now he is in the Kodesh. Rashi says, what is the kapara, the atonement being done? Because of the spritzing of the blood onto the corners of the mizbeach, this will affect the kapara, the atonement. V'hiza alav min hadam be'etzpo sheva pamim v'tiaro v'kidsho mitumos b'nei Yisrael. And he will spritz from the blood with his finger 7 times, and he will be metaher it and sanctify it from the tumos of b'nei Yisrael. Rashi says that he'll also spritz it into the middle of the Mizbeach 7 times, and he will be metayer it from what happened and sanctify it for the future. V'chila michaper as a kodesh v'es ohal moed v'es a Mizbeach v'ekriv es seir achai. And when he's completed for atoning on the kodesh and for the ohal moed and the Mizbeach, he will bring the living goat. V'samach Aaron eshte yadav al rosh ha'seir ha'chai v'svada alav Eskol avonas bnei Yisrael, veskol pishehem lechol chatosam, v'nasano sam al rosh ha-seir v'shilach biyad ish iti hamidbara. And Aaron will place his hand, two hands on the head of the living goat, and he will confess all the sins of bnei Yisrael and all of their pishayim and their chataim, intentional and unintentional sins, and he will place them on the head of the goat, and he will send it out to the desert with a pre-selected band. V'nasa ha-seir alav eskol avonosam el eretz gezera v'shilach es ha-seir b'midbar. And the seir, the goat, will carry with it all of the sins to the land of Gizra, and he will send the goat out into the desert. The Chizkun explains the land of Gzera, meaning a place which is very, very far away and separate from the rest of where the community lives. Uva Aaron el Ohel Moed ufashat es bigdei habad asher lavash bevo el hakodesh v'nicham sham. And Aaron will come to the Ohel Moed and take off the linen clothes that he wore when he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, and he will leave them there. Rashi says this pasuk is out of order because this really is the end part of the specific avodah of Yom Kippur, would be done by removing the ladle and the fire pan from the Kodesh Kodashim after all the ketores and the sprinkling of blood is done. And then he would come back to get the fire pan, and then he would take off his linen clothes and change into the gold clothes to do the Mincha Ben Harbayim offer, Tamid offering of the daily sheep offering. And then these clothing that Aaron wore inside would need to be put away. Each set of linen clothes was only worn once per Yom Kippur and never again afterwards. V'rachas es besaro b'mayim b'makum kadosh v'levash es begodav v'yatza v'asa es olaso v'es olas ha'am v'chiper ba'ado u'be'ad ha'am. And he will wash his flesh in water in a makum kadosh, in a holy place, and he will wear his clothing, and he will go out and perform an ola offering and an ola for the nation, and he will atone for himself and for the nation. Rashi tells us that this pasuk is telling us that even when he switches from the white clothing back to the gold, he needs to tovel again anyway, even though it seems it's a step down, because when he wears the white clothing, he's going to Kodesh Kodashim, so he's going to a more elevated level, and now he is going back to his regular old gold clothing. Still, he needs a tevila because it's still yet another state that he's ascending to. Rashi also notes that of the five tevilos, the first one was outside of the Kodesh, but the rest of them done in the Azara, not in the Chol part of Har HaBayis. Which clothing is it? His clothing, Begadav? You think maybe it was his own clothing? No, it's the eight garments that he normally wears as the Kohen Gadol. And it says he goes out here, it means he goes out to the Azara where the Mizbeach HaChitzon is to go and perform the Olos. One for himself and one for Bnei Yisrael.